Prague's 7th annual Fringe Festival, a marathon of theatre, dance, comedy, music and film from around the world, gets underway in the Czech capital on Sunday. Running for 8 days, it will offer 227 English, Czech or non-verbal shows performed by 39 companies. Stephen Gove, the man behind the Prague Fringe Festival, told me what is on offer this year.
Well, this year we've got 39 different groups coming from all over the world, so it's a real mixed bag of performances, including dance, music, theatre, and some puppet theatre too.
What are some of the highlights of this year's festival? What should the audiences watch out for?
It's almost impossible to pick a highlight from such a rich programme, but there's a lot of really quite interesting pieces, and I'll mention maybe one or two of them. We've got the National Saxophone Choir from Great Britain. It's a 20-strong group of saxophonists who will play together. There's a dance troupe from Scotland. They're a troupe of young Scottish dancers who will dance traditional Scottish dances. We've got comedy. We've got Topping and Butch, who perform at the Fringe every year. This is their sixth year. There's theatre from the States, a magic show from San Francisco, a dance performance from the Czech group Veselé Skoky, and many, many, many more things. It's difficult to choose a highlight. They're all so different.
Who is actually your target audience? Is it the English-speaking community here in Prague?
A lot of English speakers, or let's say non-Czechs who speak English, do come to the Fringe, but we have every year an increasing number of Czechs coming, usually younger Czechs, of course, and a lot of students. Our target audience is a real mixture. We have tourists who fly in specifically for the Fringe Festival. Some tourists who are already in Prague find us and come to the Fringe. There are, of course, many thousands of expats living here, and of course, locals make up a large part of the audience too.
Would you say that Prague has proven to be the right venue for this type of festival?
I think so. I think a few years ago, before we started to put the idea together, I was noticing what was happening in Prague, and I saw that there was a very successful, very large German language theatre festival, and I thought English is the in language today, and it will become more like that as the years go on. So I kind of predicted that this would be interesting, very interesting for locals, and it's proving to be correct, because every year more and more Czechs are coming to the Fringe and are understanding the performances with no difficulty or little difficulty.